That is really funny. I can't believe
But it was so strong. And when you open that, it made a lot more noise, you know.
Yeah.
But that was really good homemade wine.
I bet. 4 or 5
And it was
years
strong.
Old.
Oh my God, it was strong.
That's great. Golly, I can't believe that. I bet they had fun, didn't they?
Oh, they did, but their feet. They couldn't go to town. They had to wear big old bobby socks over their feet. It was so shame.
And did it ever come off their face?
Yes, it came off their face. They used cream.
Uh-huh.
And they used some kind of bleaching cream or something for them.
Uh-huh.
They get all that stuff off their face, but their feet had to wear off. They even went to school with their feet. Wore socks. They couldn't afford to go barefooted because both of the girls all the time went barefooted.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And every time we went down to Johnson City or Fredericksburg or Wichita Falls, the girls would go with us.
Yeah.
And they'd ask the girlfriend to go with them because we'd cook out and sleep out.
Yeah.
And it was really comical. And they couldn't, it was so a shame to take their socks off because their feet were just light purple.
How long did it stay that way?
Oh, I guess about 6 months.
That
and they had to go on, yes. That my uncle told me before he died that the Indians used those, smashed them and made and dyed their clothes with it, different particles.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's what they use that Mustang, that's why they call it the Mustang grapes. Because the Indians used it. He was part Indian.
Uh-huh. What? You didn't know what tribe he was or
No,
anything?
I don't. But he was he's a blood brother to another Indian. Because he's got a big scar where they cut him and they compared their blood like this.
Uh-huh.
And he looked just like an Indian.
Is that right? That's interesting. Really international.
And yet, you know, he had, I don't know what they did with it, that an Indian scalped a human being and made a drum out of the skin.
Ooh.
And he had it at the house. And I used to bang on it when I go in. And when he told me about it, forget it. Might be one of my ancestors.
That's right. You don't want anything to do with that. Ugh.
But he has, he had it. I don't know what the kids ever did with it.
Yeah.
But they, when the skin is, when they peel the skin, it's damp. And they just set it over this tom-tom.
Yeah.
And they get the piece of leather and they wet it.
Yeah.
And they put it all the way around and they tighten it.
Yeah.
As long as it's wet, it'll tighten. But as soon as it begins to get dry, it gets stronger, you know, tight, real tight. And they use it for a drum.
Uh-huh.
And when he told me that, I said, forget it.
Ooh.
I don't want it.
Yeah, I imagine not.
But he always told the kids, he says, let me give you a donkey bite. And he would set his hand some way or another and would get him a bite right here.
On
and put it up like that, and boy, just like a donkey bit you right there.
On the leg?
On the leg. How he'd do it a certain way. And he was teaching the boys, and that's all the boys would do around here, get those poor girls and leave bruise marks on them by putting it up a certain way.
Ooh. Gosh.
I made him quit. I made him stand in the corner.
I think I would too. That would hurt.
It would.
He'd grab that muscle.
He just grabs right here on that muscle line and just give you a little pinch and pull it up real hard in a hurry, you know.
Yeah.
And it, you could feel it.
Ooh, I don't want anybody doing that to me. Gosh.
My uncle was that way. He was always, you know, playing around with the kids. Took them out and saw the horses out there. And,
yeah.
And there was an old car out there. He'd show them.
Yes?
So you want to come in? We can turn it off for a minute.
No. I'm going to stay out there.
Okay. What would you call a place out by the barn where they let the horses and the cows and stuff just kind of walk around? A little fence?
Pasture.
Okay.
Guardrail.
What's that?
A guardrail.
Yeah.
That's where the horses stay and everything. They has like a fence on each side,
uh-huh.
And it's like a little passage, and they just a guardrail, and they go right in through that.
Uh-huh.
They go through the pasture that way.
Uh huh. I see. Okay.